You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back, Wig Hackers. It is your host, Daniel Coy. Wow, so much has gone on, but we're going to jump right in and talk about ending a show. Whew, it's rough. Like, it's really rough. From the emotional aspect, where you're, you know, good as your last job, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it could really put a toll on you, to be quite honest. Like, a major toll. You know, what's next? What's going to be in the future? Did the current crew like what you did? Did the production like what you did? The actors like what you did? So you're just like crazily like trying to make sure you're making everyone happy, and it's at the end of the show, so you're trying to do too much shit. And then, like me, I get this thing. It's called end of show flu. It's, I think, my body just telling me I have to get sick so I don't cry. It's very sad, I know, but every show, like going back to the Broadway days, like that loadout, I would be deathly sick. Like, here's a plug, and they really, I mean, to be honest, they should just be paying me to do this. Like Advil cold and flu, or cold and sinus, it's over the counter, you have to sign your life away. It's the only thing that works. So, closing a show, you know, besides that. And now we have the like loadout part where we have to organize our kits. We gotta, you know, what is the company is needs to stay for the company, what ours is ours. If something broke, that needs to be replaced. We have to talk to production. And a production's just like, no, we're done. We don't have to pay for anything. So it can be very stressful, you know. And then also just working with these people for the past umpteen months, like, you know, 5 months, we're like, we're done. Like, the rose petals have been off, and we are did. Like, thank you for coming. Till next time. Give me a break. And it can be pretty stressful, you know, where you had these relationships for, like, sometimes a while. Like, I've had some relationships on this past show that I've had a while. And it's just really taxing, you know, from love and relationships to, you know, just friendships in the hair and makeup room. You know, the jealousy, the envy, the who do you know or who likes you better. And, you know, you have to take all this into consideration, you know, all of it. I don't care who you are. You know, if you're just coming in for a day playing thing, which on our job, like you came for a day playing gig and you might have like to finish out our show. So there's that. And then we're also airing as we filmed. So we had like 2 weeks. I don't know why I always yawn during these. So I'm so sorry, guys. But it's me. It's real. I mean, I'm on my pills, so you know you're getting the truth. But like, you know, we worry about ratings and did they like it? Did they not like it? What did the network say? What are they going to say when they actually see it? You know, right now, as I film this, I have watched, episodes 1 through 5 have aired. You can check it out on Hulu if you really want. Lincoln Rhymes, Hunt for the Bone Collector. So there's so much going on. Like, it has been, I'll say, 3 weeks. I know people who have already moved on to their next job and, you know, they're doing well. You know, they have a couple more weeks left until they don't have a job anymore, but you know, it happens. I've cleaned my studio, which looks amazing. I do need some more things to do. There's like, I want to put in like a drawer unit and things. Anyway, this is not the end of it. So this is basically what I'm doing is I got sick for 2.5 weeks, thought I got rid of it. Nope. Came back even worse. So all my boys had to go back on the back burner, you know, all this crap. So I'm trying to stay on top of all these other crazy things. So I'm finally feeling good enough that I can, I don't sound like, you know, a nasally gay boy. And I can do some like videos and get that up and running, you know, for my team, because I kind of put them on the back burner, story of my life. But my assistants are doing amazingly. I'm very excited about it. So I'm trying not to get into the show's over blues. And I couldn't have because I was sick as a dog. So stay safe. Always watch out for your hair, because I'm always watching. All right, till next time. It is Daniel Coy signing off. Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair, because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.